Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
For athletes with an impairment has existed for more than 100 years, and the first sports clubs for the deaf were already in existence in 1888 in Berlin. It was not until after World War II, however, that it was widely introduced. The purpose of it at the time was to assist the large number of war veterans and civilians who had been injured during wartime. The first Paralympic Games were held in Rome, Italy in 1960 and featured 400 athletes from 23 countries. Nigeria made its Paralympic Games debut at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona and has participated in every subsequent edition of the Summer Paralympics, winning a total of 22 gold medals, 11 silver and 12 bronze medals. The 2016 Paralympic Games begins today in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and once again Nigeria's finest Paralympians will strive to bring honor and glory to a country that has a habit of ignoring its physically challenged citizens. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. The 2016 Paralympic Games begins today, and we'll be looking at the event as well as the chances of the Nigerian contingent. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll return with the program proper. The 2016 Paralympic Games begins today, and earlier on we spoke to our good friend and athletics expert and fitness consultant Ade Tokunbo Ademola. Interestingly, Tokunbo used to work with the International Paralympic Committee in Bonn, Germany.
This is Sports Planet.
Okay, Ade Tokunbo Ademola, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Always look forward to being on here, Mr. Koiki. Thank you.
The Paralympic Games is starting today, and I recall you actually used to work with the International Paralympic Committee back in the day in Bonn, so you have plenty of information regarding that. So let's start with a quick history. How did the Paralympic Games come about?
Well, the real advent of the Paralympic Games, should we say, is after the Second World War. There was a Stoke Mandeville Games, which was really for post-war soldiers, you know, who a lot of them were in wheelchairs, and it was really more wheelchair based. So that was the real advent of the Paralympic Games. But of course, it's more than just wheelchair sports now, you know. So, and as you can see, that's why it was so big in the last Paralympics in London, because that was really like a homecoming for the Paralympics, you know.
Yeah, because it actually started right there in the United Kingdom.
At Stoke Mandeville Games, and even the current president of the Paralympic Committee, Sir Philip Craven, he's from Britain.
Okay, so let's talk about this year's Paralympic Games coming on the heels of the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, which was, well, successful. Well, not in the light, same light as London 2012, but successful. Let's just leave it at that. So this year's Paralympic Games has been hit tremendously by massive budget cuts, also blanket bans on the Russian Federation. So what exactly is going on?
Well, yes, I mean, in terms of the financial turmoil that Brazil is in generally right now,
financial and political.
Yes, that's true. Now the president is impeached now, you know. So there was a lot of issues going on. The Paralympics had to have meetings towards the end of the Olympics to make sure that the Brazilians met to their financial obligations. You know, some of the money that was supposed to go to national Paralympic committees were not delivered on time, which jeopardized some participation from some of the countries. So yes, it was quite chaotic, and a lot of the budget has had to be reduced. Some of the venues maybe are not what they're supposed to be in terms of size and structure. So a lot of things have been affected from the organizational standpoint, and even a lot of the ticket sales have been very poor. You know, for, and even what's even happened right now, that there's even like a sort of like a crowdfunding thing that's going on online, where the Paralympics, they're seeking from some of the Paralympic organizations, other people, to put put money forth so they can buy tickets for the youth, school kids in Rio to attend the Paralympics. Mm. That's how, you know, so that's how bad it is. So it's not going to be, whether the quality of the events, I mean, let's see. I mean, they still be an actual good show, but in terms of crowd participation, this is not going to be London where you saw Paralympic venues filled. Mm. You know, there's going to be a lot of empty seats. That's the reality of what we're seeing right now coming here. And
I'm talking about the quality. Of course, you know that the Russian contingent has received a blanket ban. What they managed to escape at the Olympic Games proper, they received a blanket ban at the Paralympics, which means that no Russian Paralympians would participate at the Games. Would this affect the quality of the Games somewhat?
I don't think, in terms of the quality, it's still going to be good. It's still going to be good in terms of quality, but generally the overall spirit of it, it has put a bad precedent in it. Now it's something. The situation. First of all, people say, why would the IOC not ban them? Why the IPC ban them? First of all, let's look at the genesis of it. The IPC Paralympics is not the same money maker as Olympic sports. So you know they are very they're very restricted in terms of the funding. And then also what you have to remember is that the IPC is actual a federation that functions for 9 out of the 22 Paralympic sports. Mm. So they cannot pass the buck like the IOC and say, leave it to the federation. They're a federation for over a third of the sports of the Paralympics, you know? So they had to make that decision. And then also, because of Paralympics is made on goodwill. And once the goodwill is not there, you don't know whether they're even cheating on the classification itself. So Paralympics Committee has better things to think about.
Anyway, Russia has said that they would reward the Paralympians who are not allowed to participate at this at the Paralympic Games. They'll hold their own competition for them and reward them accordingly. Let's talk about Nigeria's participation at the Paralympic Games. Recall in 2012, we were saved. Our blushes in London were saved by the Paralympic contingent. Remember the Olympic contingent, they didn't even win a bamboo stick, but the Paralympians, well, they came back with a truckload of medals. So I'm thinking this same Paralympics, it might follow in that same trend. Of course, you know that we won just a bronze medal at the Olympic Games in Rio. So I think a lot of hope will be placed on the shoulders of the Paralympians.
Well, we've always done good in the Paralympics. I mean, we've won about, since being in the Paralympics since 1992, we've won a total of 45 medals. We've been in the Olympics since about, I think, 64, and won only about 24 medals. So Paralympics has always been a pride for Nigerians. We only ever do 3 sports in the Paralympics. And, although the last Olympics, we did do tennis, but now we'll be back to 3 sports, which are athletics, powerlifting, and table tennis. And powerlifting, we always win quite a few medals in powerlifting. So we expect the Powerlifting Federation,
especially Yakubu Adesokun, who is a record breaker, multiple record breaker.
Yes, exactly. So we definitely, I can guarantee that we should win some medals in the powerlifting. Other sports, I'm not too sure of. Athletics, maybe one or two. Table tennis, we've won a gold in table tennis before, but that was back in Sydney in 2000. So let's see. We should do well. You know, we should make Nigeria proud as compared to the Olympics when we didn't really, you know, do much. You know,
is it possible that the problems with the funding with the Paralympic Games actually might have affected the Nigeria Paralympic movement? Recall that while camped here in Nigeria, there were lots of talk about how they were not well taken care of, camp allowances did not come at all. Could that have affected their preparations as well?
I'm sure it has affected the preparation, but still, our level of performance at Paralympics is so high that we're still going to do something irregardless. Now, could we do better? Yes, but we still should bring some pride back to the nation.
Okay. Tokunbo Ademola, thank you so much for finding time to talk to us again.
It's always a pleasure, and let's hope for the best and celebrate with a few goals coming in the Paralympics, yes.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor. Visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's tell you that while dogs are generally regarded as man's best friend, or so the saying goes, Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez has taken his love for his dogs a step further by setting up an Instagram page for his two dogs, Atom and Humber. The 27-year-old's Instagram posts dedicated to his beloved pets have gone viral in the past, and he's now busy managing two accounts on the popular photo-sharing site after setting up one specifically dedicated to the dogs. Sanchez hasn't exactly had a great start to the season, so Arsenal fans are hoping that his love for his pooches aren't a distraction. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koike, asking you to join us again on Friday, and assuring you that the planet is listening.